Mark chapter 14, verse 36, page 1021. And I'll just start at verse 35. It's the night before Jesus goes to the cross. He knows that the reason he's come is to die for our sin, for my sin, for your sin. He knows that that's not going to just cost him his life, but separation from the Father. He knows that it's the plan. But here he is wrestling with his Father God in prayer. And it says, going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed, verse 35, that if possible the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Everything's possible for him. Take this cup from me, this cup of the wrath of God against sin. Take this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will. And this was a prayer we know from the other Gospels that he repeated a number of times. He went back and kept praying it. You know, sometimes in prayer, we can pray the same things, just pouring out our heart to God. Sometimes I'd encourage you, even if you don't know what to pray, it can be short. You can even use very similar words like this. Maybe, Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. And then put in your request. And then just say, yeah, not what I will, but what you will be done. And tonight I want to encourage you to just do two very simple things. To be, as you see God as your Father, through Jesus Christ, to talk to him. It's a wonderful thing when my kids want to talk to me. Some of them want to talk more than others. And, you know, they're different seasons in life, aren't they? But as a dad, you love it when your kids want to talk to you. And our Father loves to hear our voices. He just loves it. Will you talk to him? And so that's the first. Just very simply, I want to encourage you in your praying. We're in Lent. We're in this time where I encourage you to be talking to God. Are you talking to God regularly? You know, he's with you wherever you are. But then secondly, not just talking to him, but trusting him. Trusting him. Jesus, even in this hour of anguish, he trusts his Father, even though the pathway is leading to the cross. Will you trust Almighty God, our Father, this one we've been seeing out, the one who loves us so much that we can bring our requests and then trust that he'll actually know how to sort it all out. Just a couple of thoughts on each of these. I love this this prayer that is in essence pouring out his heart to God, the Father. It's a simple prayer, and I encourage you, keep prayer simple. It doesn't have to be flash, it doesn't have to be fancy. Keep it honest, it's an honest prayer. These are some such helpful things. And know and trust that God is a generous Father who loves to give good gifts to us. He's a big God. There's a book that's recently come out by Justin Welby called Dethroning Mammon. It's might sound like a bit of a scary title, but it's really about how generous God is. That this word it uses, he's ludicrously generous. It's like, it's stupidly so. I mean, do you know anyone else who would give their son for their enemies? That's how generous God is. I mean, he gives his life for the sake of those who've rebelled against him. And Jesus is in on this plan. It's not like he's the Father's doing it and Jesus is going, no, no, no. Jesus has also been eternally with the Father on this plan. He knows this is the plan. And yet he's wrestling there in the garden with the giving of his life in such a way. And he's saying, look, if there is another way, will you take this cup from me? And yet not my will but yours, because I know you're good. I know you're great. I know you've got a plan. God is amazingly for us, and There's something of the Christian life which is best when we live a life of pure childlike confidence in the superabundant kindness of God. That's a quote from a writer called Leslie Newbegin. He writes, let me read this again. The Christian life is best when we live a life of pure childlike confidence in the superabundant kindness of God. Now, not many of us here are kind of under the age of kind of 11 or 12, where you've got that kind of childlikeness. I'm looking around, I'm thinking safely, none of us are. Some of us are further from it than others, but here's what I heard someone say once, that faith that lasts is often Sunday school faith. It's a childlike confidence in the goodness and kindness and love and greatness of our God, His superabundance, and being able, even as grown-ups, grandparents, some of us. Am I allowed to use us in that phrase? Grandparents, some of us here. That could all go wrong. But people who still have that sense of being able to call out to God, Abba. Abba. It just means dad. To call out and talk to our dad with confidence. So talk to him. Talk to him. That's what we're going to be doing a bit tonight. But also trust him. You know, there's a lot that's puzzling in our world. There's a lot that goes on in my life and your life that we don't always understand. There's a lot we'd love to be clearer at this point now than it is. I guess that's not just true for me. I'm getting some nods from others. Isn't that often the way? There's a lot that we look in our world and think, God, why are you allowing this in the world? And it's okay to bring those things to God and say, God, what's going on here? One of the burdens I've got tonight, and we're going to be praying into it in just a moment, is to pray for the famine situations in Yemen and South Sudan and Somalia and Northern Nigeria. You know, these are already situations in such a mess. Why, God? Why are you allowing this? Why not just have the rain and the crops? What? And we can pray, God, please send the rain. Please stop the conflicts that are causing the famine to be worse. Please do something. Please bring the food. But as we cry out to him, as we talk to him, we've got to keep trusting him. And that's the confidence we can have to bring things before his throne of grace. And if that's true of the big stuff, like famines that are affecting 14 million people, it's true of the things in my life and your life. Trust him. He's big. He's great. He's made the universe. Hudson Taylor, an amazing missionary of a past generation, founded China Inland Mission, which was pivotal in seeing a whole nation turned around, and now there are more members of the underground church in China than there are members of the Communist Party. That's the impact he had. But you know, he prayed for China on Brighton Beach, prayed that God would raise up a number of people to go as missionaries to China. And Hudson Taylor said this. He said, we can sometimes trust God too little, but we can never trust him too much. Never. Isn't that great? You can sometimes trust God too little. In fact, maybe tonight, a lot of us are trusting him too little. But you can never trust him too much. Lean on him with all your weight. Have faith in him. He is the Savior. He is the Lord. That's why it's up there. He is the one who has all authority in heaven and earth. You can trust him. He is good always, all the time. When you think he's good and when you feel things are not going quite according to plan, he is still good and great. And we need to trust him in things big and small. The amazing thing about God is that there's no thing that's too big for him or too small for him. And so we're able to come to communion with confidence that we take hold of not just the bread and body, but they're symbols of his death for us and his resurrection, his victory, his coming again. It's almost like we're taking hold physically of him and saying, yes, you are able, you are good, you are loving. And so as we come later in our service to that hallowed ground of communion, we want to take hold of him by faith. But what I would love us to do first is to cry out to him, to cry out to this one who's present, to come and bring our request boldly with faith. And if you don't know what to pray, it doesn't matter. Just say, God, this is what's on my heart. I don't know if it's the right thing or not, but your will, not mine, be done. That is a great prayer. That's a Jesus prayer. But there's something powerful about asking. asking with faith and just talking and pouring out our hearts to God. Now, one of the things that God's challenged me on recently is that I can get so preoccupied with my situations or the church situations that actually it's only at the end that I start bringing the situations around the world. But you know, one of the things I want us to start with tonight is to pray for the situations around the world. I want us to start with praying for those four countries I mentioned. You know, Yemen, I was really challenged. I got a big heart for Africa, and so I was thinking, yeah, Lord, how can we support stuff going on in Somalia and, you know, South Sudan? I even knew people who were missionaries there, and Northern Nigeria. I've been to Northern Nigeria when I was younger. And so I'm thinking, God, you know, but Yemen, you know, I don't know anyone really from Yemen, and yet I started reading about Yemen. Yemen is one of the least reached nations of the world. Who's going to go and take the gospel to Yemen? You know, it's not just in America that people are allowed to carry guns. In Yemen, it's one of the few other countries where you're allowed to carry guns. So guess how many guns they've got in Yemen? Over 50 million guns. Civil war's been raging for ages. Stronghold of Islam. Fighting different Muslim factions. And now famine. And you know what they need? They need people to go with the gospel. And so here we are tonight, and we're going to pray for Yemen. We're going to pray that God would touch, send people, that there'd be food and the famine would stop and the gospel would penetrate. And we're going to pray for Somalia. Somalia is one of the most failed states in the world. A complete mess. Again, hardly any Christians. Most of the Christians that are there are persecuted. And we're going to pray for Somalia. We're going to pray for South Sudan. You know, one of the things, South Sudan is very close to where Andrew and Isabel, they're in Kenya at the moment. Let's pray that God would protect them and help Andrew and Isabel there, but that as they speak to pastors, people in Kenya would get a heart for some of these nations. We're going to pray for Northern Nigeria. You might have heard of groups like Boko Haram, which have just been persecuting Christians, and now there's famine. Let's pray that God would just do something amazing. You know, some of the biggest church, the biggest church in our nation is the Nigerian-based church. God has brought them here, and let's pray that they would help us in reaching our nation, but let's also pray that God would use those in Nigeria to reach those parts of Nigeria. Thank you so much, Ben, for just putting that up there. That's great. So let's stand. Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Everything. We come to you, Daddy, who are able. And pray you'd stir faith in us to pour out our hearts to you, to cry out for things that are broken in our world. Lord, for these nations, for other nations that don't know you, Lord, we're aware of the Transform team just out in North Africa at the moment. God, we pray, God, bring amazing revival in many Muslim nations, we pray. God, we're crying out to you for stronghold of Islam to be broken in the Middle East and North Africa. Lord, we're praying, God, that you would raise up laborers for the harvest fields. For we know the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So, Lord, you are the Lord of the harvest. Would you send out laborers into your harvest field? And we ask this, saying, Lord, not our will, but your will be done.